IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beta, and once again, I have the chance and opportunity to be at your service as the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
As you know, in this episode, we're going to talk about the superiority of languages and language itself, which for sure is something mysterious after all these years of existence of human beings. Language sets people apart from all other creatures. Every known human society has had a language, and though some non-humans may be able to communicate with one another in fairly complex ways, but still, none of their communication systems begins to approach language and its ability to convey information. So, language for sure is something mysterious, and one thing that I want to put my finger on is about the unity and diversity of the language, which I'm going to elaborate it more. There are many languages and many cultures, all different, but all fundamentally the same. Because there is one human nature, and because a fundamental property of this human nature is the way in which it allows such diversity in both language and culture. So, here the question comes up to our mind that, as we all are aware, Arabic is considered as the most perfect and the most complete language in the world. Why is it so? And why actually we consider the superiority for the Arabic language? Yeah, Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course. First of all, we should know that the most perfect religion, according to the revelation or the divine teachings of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last religion, which is the most perfect religion, is the religion of Islam. So when the religion is the most perfect religion, it should choose the most perfect language to convey its own message.
Yeah.
Whenever you have, for example, very kind of scientific, scholarly, deep and rich in terms of the content, a message to convey to the people or concepts or thoughts, ideas. So, of course, you will choose the best language to convey this message. That's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the language, this language, Arabic, for the last and the most perfect religion, from religious perspective or belief-based kind of perspective, we can say that, of course, Arabic should be the most perfect language among the other languages, particularly at the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And of course, when we see the Holy Quran, the content of the ayat and the verses and the chapters, it will convince us that, of course, this language had this capacity or this capability to convey this divine, the most divine, perfect divine message to the people. But when it comes to the details about the superiority of the Arabic language over the other languages, there are many things that could be mentioned. One of them is the extension, or we mean that language, the Arabic language, is very much extended in terms of vocabulary, in terms of structure, in terms of grammatical points, in terms of the rules, the structures, all these things. It is very vast and a very kind of extended or inclusive kind of language. But at the same time, it is very much concise and precise. Sometimes, for example, with a single word or a single, for example, let's say verb, for example, in Arabic language, you can convey the meaning of a whole sentence in other languages.
Yeah.
So that's why it shows that sometimes this language has this capacity that very concisely and precisely convey the very, let's say, deep and meaningful kind of message or meaning. And also in terms of fluency, in terms of, let's say, perfection, there are lots of research conducted as comparative kind of studies between the languages that if brothers and sisters search on the internet, they find that there are some experts and professionals who compared between the different languages, and they found that the Arabic language is the among the most perfect languages. And of course, the other point that we can mention about the superiority of this language is that this language is not in need of the stranger languages or the foreign kind of, let's say, words or structures. This language itself has this capacity that very easily and simply, let's say, convey and get the meanings and convey the meanings or the message to the audience. And it does not borrow the other words or non-Arabic words.
Yeah.
It shows the capacity of this language. And the other point that we can mention is that the structure of this language is very much stable. I mean, there is not that much change in terms of the structure in this language. That's why now when the Arabs read the text of the Holy Quran, while it belonged to 1,400 years back, they understand very easily the content of the Quran and the message of the Quran. While if you go back, for example, to the old English, let's say, texts, no one nowadays can understand.
Yeah.
Even understanding the Shakespeare's poems sometimes difficult, let alone, for example, if there are texts for centuries back. But with the Quran, when it comes to the Holy Quran and the traditions and the hadith sayings of the Holy Prophet, while they uttered by the Prophet and the Imams 1,400 years back, but now when the Arabs refer to this text, they very easily understand.
Yeah.
It shows that the structure of this language has not changed that much in the case, in extent that the people now could not understand.
Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for providing us with all these points about the perfection of Arabic language. But the question that we have here is that all of your hypothesis was on this basis, that Arabic language itself has had the potential to be the language of Holy Quran. But maybe the Holy Quran actually gave the honor to give the honor and perfection to this language to be this perfect. Which side should we actually support, Brother Ali?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his beautiful progeny. Yes, language is one of the means of communication.
Yeah.
And this is due to the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to his servants to communicate with each other. That is what he mentioned in Holy Quran, وَعَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. That is, we have taught them how to speak. We have given them this ability to speak. But in what language? In Arabic, as you said. So, is it the honor that the Quran gave to the actually the language of Arab, or the capacities that were existence? Because I mean, the question needs to be looked at from a previous step.
Yeah.
Even this blessing by itself was given by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. وَعَلَّمُ الْبَيَانَ was given by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So,
sure.
This question in itself actually might seem a bit, I don't know. Easy to be understood and to be digested.
Yeah.
Because the blessing itself was given to Allah, but since this is a blessing, Quran is another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two blessings that we have it here. So due to the capabilities that the respected Sheikh referred to, that we see and they really exist in this language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this language to transfer his message,
yeah,
through the prophet, and even the prophets, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the language of Arabic. Even Adam alayhi salam, his language was Arabic, but the time that he left heavens or the heaven in the defined format that we need to discuss it later on, inshallah. So as the time that he left heavens, so he started talking in Syriac language, Syriac language. All in all, there are some capacities in this language that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found it the most, let's say, fixed structures that are suitable for human beings to communicate with. So this is, again, among the language that was used in a wider scale at the time of the dawn of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also selected this language for the communication among the servants in,
yeah,
paradise. So this is the language of Quran, This is the language of Islam. This is the language of narrations, language of the prophets, and the language that can be used even in the hereafter. And this language is selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the capabilities that he found in this language.
Thank you, Brother Ali. So up to here, we talked about the capacities and potential of this actually heavenly language that we have. And as you know, it is impossible to separate language from literature, politics, or most of our everyday human interactions. And every language has some exchanges with other languages. And at this part of our episode, we're going to focus on the influence of Arabic language and European languages, and specifically English. Sheikh Rouhani, let's have your point of view.
Yes, first of all, let me mention this very interesting point about the Arabic language. You know that before the advent of Islam, we do not have even one single page, text in Arabic language, let alone books, or let's say literary works. We didn't have any kind of book, any kind of sources, any kind of library in which you could find, for example, Arabic works, Arabic written texts. You know, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, we can say out of vacuum, he brought such a masterpiece that we nowadays call Quran. You know, for example, if you bring a very meaningful or rich or strong kind of literary works in English, you have lots of other English texts, lots of poetries, dramas, novels, researches, lots of things available in the libraries. You can study and you can make use of them, and at the end of the day you can produce, for example, new things in English or in Farsi and French, whatever language. But when it comes to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's really, really a miraculous thing that happened, that out of nothing, or we can say out of nothing, the Holy Quran was brought. It is the miraculous aspect of the Holy Quran. It is the miraculous aspect of the power of the Holy Prophet, that from a language in which we didn't have any text, any book, any, for example, let's say literary kind of works, at that time, in no library, you could find anything in Arabic. So out of this kind of language, we see the Holy Quran, we see the narrations, the ahadith, and the language of a new civilization, which is the Islamic civilization. Yeah. So the Islamic civilization was based on Arabic language. The language of Islamic civilization was Arabic. This language had this capacity later to establish a new civilization, the most rich, the most powerful, the most influential civilization. That we can say that later in the medieval, the Westerners, all of them copied the educational systems, the, let's say, literary works, the textbooks, and universities, seminaries, schools, all of them were copied by the Westerners from the Islamic world.
Thank you. Thank you both, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani, for being with me in this episode. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. And you can listen to more episodes on Page Call of Islam. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed the whole episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الدين يقول هاشفعة أنا لها أنا